listener production. After an unbeaten Old Scholars Football Association season in 2023, St Virgil's Football Club will be the hunted in season 2024. Tube speaks with co-coach Luke Potter from the Saints, Lewis Noy from Hutchins Old Boys, Simon Vanderveld from the Uni Rainbows, Harry Lovelace from the Dosa Roosters, Harry Sir from Richmond, and Jake DeWinter from the OHA Ships ahead of the Old Scholars opening round this weekend. This is Tube Spin on
Jake
Sport.
Jake DeWinter from the Ships. How are you feeling about playing at the OHA Ships?
Pretty good, mate. I've got a few mates down there now, roped a few more in, so looking forward to the year.
First year at the Ships, who's got you down there?
The coach, he's been pretty good, Benny Allenby. I've got a mate, Jacob Martinovic. He said if I play there, he'll come back and play as well, so brought him out of retirement.
This is what mates do, isn't it? How are you feeling about playing Old Scholars footy?
Oh, look, that's where my senior career started. I actually started at Richmond 12 years ago, so it's only right for me to come back and join a different team now.
Would you call yourself a veteran, Jake?
Some probably would, but I think I still go all right. Still move pretty quickly.
And you're playing up forward too. Who have you got this weekend?
We're playing St Virgil's out of the shipyard.
Big test for the first game of the season. How are you feeling about that?
Hopefully we can stack up, mate. Got a few good recruits this year, so we should be pretty strong.
And your tip outside of the Ships for the Premiership?
Probably St Virgil's would be the team to beat, I reckon.
All right, Jake. Well, all the very best this season and go Ships.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Harry Sir from the Richmond Football Club. Great to have your company. How are the Blues looking this year?
Yeah, looking a lot better, mate. Picked up a few players. Haven't lost many, so definitely heading in the right direction.
Looking pretty young?
Yeah, pretty young. Few old heads in there as well, which is always good. Bit of experience and all that, but a bit of a mixed field though. So yeah, looking promising though this year.
There was a chance that Richmond weren't going to survive a couple of years ago. What's the feeling like off the field at the Blues?
Yeah, off the field's really good. I turned up about 3 years ago to the club and loved the environment. One of the main reasons I stay around the club. It's really good. Heading in the right direction, which makes me feel a lot better about the club. And yeah, it's just looking really good.
You got uni this week?
Got uni this week. Tough competitor at home though. So yeah, definitely give him a crack, that's for sure.
Who are some of the recruits from the Blues that you've been impressed by this pre-season?
Had a new coach roll in and he brought a few from Dodgers Ferry down that way.
So, Tyson Blewett?
Yep, that's the one. So yeah, he's brought a few along with him. They've all really impressive. Bolstered the numbers in a lot of positions. So yeah, looking forward to it.
You know, the Richmond Blues are in a rebuild stage, but you're the man to take them there, Harry. So all the very best this season.
Thank you very much, mate. Appreciate it.
Harry Lovelace from the Dosa Roosters. I thought last year after watching your first game of the Old Scholars season that the Roosters looked pretty fast, pretty fit, but sort of dropped away mid-season and didn't play your best footy,
no.
I think. What's it looking like this year?
Last year we were full strength to start the season off and then got smashed by injuries. There was 1 week we had 27 injuries on the board. Like, we were battling. But this year, looking a lot better. Everyone's sort of coming back. Picked up a new lot of blokes like Cassidy and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's looking good.
Michael Cassidy, that is, of course, a champion of Lauderdale Football Club, then went to Lindisfarne, won a few premierships. And you've got a coach, Daniel Willing. Yep. He's great mate as well. Who are some of the other recruits that have looked good this pre-season, Harry?
We've got a couple blokes playing ones tomorrow night, a couple of new blokes from Lindisfarne, Joey Souter, Big Ruckman, Connor Millwood, John O'Pullen. Yeah, there's a couple there. But
John O'Pullen?
Yeah, come along. He's
a good player, big John O'Pullen.
He loves it.
What are your feelings leading into the season for the Old Scholars?
It should be good. I reckon it'll be a strong season. Clubs have been changed around a lot. People have been leaving, coming along. I don't know, just talking to Hutchins before, they said they've lost a few, but they've picked up a lot of young blokes, so they'll be quick. Who knows? I don't know. Everyone's done to put the work in, so we'll see.
Can Dosa win it?
I'd love to say yes, but you never know.
Who's your tip then?
I don't know. Everyone looks strong. I've heard OHA looks strong. St Virgil's looks strong. Uni looks strong. I feel like we can also get there, so it's hard to say.
Hedging your bets here, Harry. I don't mind it. All the very best this Friday against Hutchins for your season opener. Hopefully we'll see Dosa and the Roosters thereabouts later in the season.
I hope so. That's what I like to hear.
Luke Potter from the St Virgil Saints, a victorious captain last year, now stepping into coaching. How's it feel?
It's been an easy transition. You know, being a part of St Virgil's footy club, nothing's too hard there. Like, everyone helps out where they can. And, you know, being the previous captain, always kind of had that leadership role and helped out with training and whatnot. So it's nothing too new. And I've coached before, so back to enjoying it, which is good.
Recruits?
Lots. Yeah, lots of new faces, completely new side, both through the seniors and the resis. Like, yeah, you've got some blokes from Claremont. Timmy Peterson's come on board as a You know, as an older guy, he's 39, but his leadership's outstanding and really keen to see him on the field. Jack Crossan has been cleared, which is great, and he'll be ready to line up this Saturday night. So he's had a great pre-season again, along with his leadership. He's been, you know, captain at Claremont for a few years, so it's great to have him on board. We've got Ollie Kelly, young bloke from Lauderdale, who has had an outstanding pre-season, absolute boom in left foot, so I'm looking forward to leading to his left when he wheels and goes, because, yeah, he's been really surprising and just a great kid.
Is it St Virgil's Cup to lose?
No, I think we're just going to take it each week as a new one, mate. It's a completely new side, new squad. We've lost, you know, the likes of Moddy and Braden Webb and Tyler Bowden and Trad Duggan, so there's, you know, a lot of experience there that we've lost, but it's now time for your Sam Berries and your Brody Rowbottoms and those kind of blokes to really step up and fill those voids, and they've had great pre-season, so we're looking forward to that.
Oh, putting the pressure on certain names too there. Is that intentional, Luke Potter?
No, it's not intentional. They know that they're the next kind of blokes to step up, and they both had great seasons last year, so not taking anything away from that, but they are the kind of new faces of the club and the new blokes to take us forward, so their pre-seasons have been unreal. They've been working super hard on the track and off the track. Like, Brody Rowbottom's been running every single day, 10K or more. Sam Berry doesn't miss a gym session every day. You can tell by his biceps. But so, no, keen to see those blokes lead us, mate, and take us to that glory again, hopefully.
Who's your biggest competitor amongst the group behind us here? There's six clubs in the Old Scholars. People say that there's always a favourite. I think you're the favourite. Who's going to test St Virgil's in season 2024?
Yeah, obviously can't take away anything from uni from the season they had last year. They're still going to be thereabouts, but I think the biggest improvement is going to be Dosa. William's a smart coach and a great guy, so he's going to be, you know, getting Dosa up and about, and add Michael Cassidy forward, you know, just having that target up in their forward 50. He's played a lot of footy, great bloke, great footballer, so they're definitely going to be thereabouts. I think they'll be the biggest improver and probably the ones to watch.
I note with interest in the outs, you didn't mention Jay Bowden. Is he back?
Good question, mate. He's been around. He's having some issues with his back, so he obviously won't play for us this week, but we're hoping to, yeah, get him if he walks in and trains and wants to play, mate. He's welcome, but your guess is as good as mine at the moment, as well as the rest of the state that's been asking the question, I reckon. But hopefully we see him, you know, on the footy field, whether it be with us or anyone this year, because he's too good to be not playing.
Love it, Luke Potter. Always a pleasure to talk. Thanks for taking the time to chat to me.
Thanks, Jeeves.
Simon Vanderveld, how's the body?
Body's feeling great. Long off-season, long pre-season to get it right. Took a few weeks, but it's back to normal now. It's good to go.
Kidneys okay?
Kidneys fine. Completely healed. Both kidneys completely healed.
That's good news. Who's the biggest challenger for the premiership other than University and the Old Scholars in season 2024?
I actually think it's going to be a close competition. I'd say Dosa are going to look really strong. St Virgil's obviously going to be tough to beat as well. The others, I don't know much about, but I've heard good things about Dosa and Virgil, so keep an eye on them.
Can uni win it?
I think we can. We're going to be really young and a new side, but I think we have the talent and the ability to. Just got to put it into practice.
Who's been the shining light for pre-season?
There's a couple. Number one has to be Jonty Doran's going to go to a new level this year. He's looking great. Young Archie Sword, we got over from Kingbra. He's going to be a genuine gun as well.
What about some of the veterans that have come back? Who's come back in good nick?
I'm not sure if veterans ever come back in good nick. They don't show up until after Christmas. So, but there'll be a couple. I think the class of Josh Fogarty is always going to be good to watch. Michael Boots got a new role and he's looking good.
How's Ben Van Crennen got them fired up this season? Because last year you got trounced in the grand final. How do you bounce back after that defeat?
Well, it's a lot of just putting the head down and going to work. So moving on from that, there's obviously an embarrassing performance by us in the grand final. We weren't too happy about that, but, you know, we'll just put our head down this pre-season and try again.
Well, Simon, it's always good to chat to you. All the very best this season. Hopefully you keep those kidneys intact. Do you have to wear some sort of guard?
No.
Okay, well, I'm saying I would, but I'm soft. So all the best for the season.
Thanks, Tubes.
Lastly, we've got Lewis Noy from the Hutchins Lions Football Club. Hutchins have lost a few this season, Louis.
We have. It's been a bit of a different lineup from our last premiership side in 2022, so we probably lost, I don't know, 15 of that side, I reckon. So we're going in pretty young and fresh-faced this year, which is an exciting time.
Who's coaching?
Andrew Lamprell, so, which is another good thing this year. It's a fresh voice. Obviously, he was a hard man to play against, so if he can implement some of that onto us, it's going to be a good year.
Who are some of the names that you've been impressed by during pre-season?
Look, we've recruited probably 10 guys from the Hutchins school, so probably Harry Oprey will be really good for us, and Callum Rees, who's another young guy who's really impressed this pre-season. So
How's your body feeling as a veteran?
It's slowing up a little bit, mate, but nah, it's good to have some of these young guys. It provides a bit of energy for us older guys to get up and about and show them the way, so it's good.
When you say us older guys, who are some of the guys that you have been impressed by that have come back and wanted to help the Hutchins Lions Football Club, considering 15 have gone from that side that won the Premiership in 2022?
Oh, George Gavalis is always one that probably leads from the front. Henry Johnston, who steps up to captain role this year, who's always leads from the front as well. So those guys probably be the ones.
You're a father now, mate. How's that all going for you?
It's going really well. The first 6 months were tough. Not much sleep, but he settled in. He's just turned one last weekend, so it provides a bit of perspective on things, and it's good to hopefully get him along to the footy and cheer on his old man.
How do you balance that, being a dad and being a footballer and having to go to work?
Look, my fiancée is very understanding of it, which is I'm very lucky to have, so it's been good, really good. It's a good escape.
Who's the team that you think is going to push for premiership glory? Obviously, you would say the Lions, but who else outside of the Lions is going to be the premiership contenders?
Look, speaking of some of the other boys here, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty even competition this year, but, I mean, you can't go past St Virgil's after their showing last year. Uni are always around the mark, and the Dosa boys are always up and about, so it's a tough one to pick, I reckon.
Can Hutchins win it?
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, it's always good and exciting to have a few young guys, and it's surprising what it can do going through the season.
Louis Nguyen, always good to chat to you. Thanks so much for your time.
On YouTube, thanks.